It's Trump versus Pence. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They aren't on the ballot today in Georgia, but they're trying to influence the vote.
Elections are about the future. Now, there are those who want to make this election about the past.
Former Vice President Pence campaigning for Governor Brian Kemp. Both of them angered former President Trump, not helping him undo the 2020 election results. So he is backing David Perdue in a Republican primary challenge. Perdue just told Fox he can beat Democrat Stacey Abrams.
Our governor has divided our state over how he handled or allowed her to take over our elections in 2020, has denied anything happened, and is actually covering it up now. So we need somebody that can pull all facets of the Republican Party together to beat her.
In Alabama, Congressman Mo Brooks lost a Trump endorsement, and as he battles other Republicans in a Senate primary, they're also voting in primaries today in Arkansas. In Texas, there are runoffs from the March primaries with a Democratic congressman in a tough primary battle.
Congressman Henry Cuellar is a moderate Democrat. He often goes against his own party on issues like abortion and border security. His opponent, Jessica Cisneros, used to be his intern, and now she is much farther to the left than he is. In the days and weeks leading up to this runoff, she's tried to paint Cuellar as someone who's more of a conservative than a Democrat.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Laredo, Texas. President Biden is on his way back from Asia.
As long as Russia continues this war, we're going to continue to be partners and lead a global response.
He met with the leaders of Australia, India, and Japan, and before leaving, and a senior administration official confirms to Fox Russia and China flew nuclear-capable bombers over the Sea of Japan as those leaders met in Tokyo. The president angered China yesterday, suggesting the U.S. would get involved militarily if it attacked Taiwan. On Wall Street, a return to selling the Dow's down more than 200 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Again, on Wall Street, stocks are falling. The Dow is off by 212 points. The NASDAQ is down by 370. That's a loss. Double the size of yesterday's NASDAQ rebound. The S&P 500 is down more than 50 points. The price of oil is up a half dollar. It's now almost 111 bucks a barrel. Gas is at another record high, up a fraction. AAA's national average for regular just shy of 460 a gallon. Diesel is down a bit, but still near an all-time high at 555. The Biden administration is considering releasing diesel from another strategic reserve like it's doing with oil, though that has not lowered gas prices so far. And while the president blames Russia's invasion for all the fuel increases,
Americans are becoming less supportive of punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine if it comes at the expense of the U.S. economy. That's the suggestion of a new Associated Press NORC poll. 45% of U.S. adults say the nation's bigger priority should be sanctioning Russia as effectively as possible, while slightly more, 51%, say it should be limiting damage to the U.S. economy. In April, those figures were exactly reversed. The shifting opinions reflect American sentiment on surging prices for gas, groceries, and other necessities branded by President Biden as the Putin price hike. On Saturday, Biden approved another $40 billion in aid for Ukraine. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Hyundai needs to fix a lot of cars again, expanding a recall of almost 250,000 vehicles over a seatbelt issue that could lead to an explosion on deployment, injuring people inside. There are two such cases in the U.S. This affects some models of Hyundai Accents and Elantra. Some had already been repaired. In the NBA playoffs,
White alley-oop to Tatum. Oh, perfect pass from White. And it's 16-1.
The Boston Celtics took an early lead, never looked back, beating the Miami Heat 102-82 on ABC, tying the series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.